I'm dreaming of a white Christmas.
Hello and thank you for joining me today. This is Mindy McNeil. And as we are going through our holidays with the hosts, the Christmas edition, I wanted to throw in my own Christmas memory from way back when, from when I was a teenager. I was 17 years old, and growing up, I lived in a lot of foster homes and group homes. And so for me, one of my best memories ever was when I was 16. My teacher, my math teacher, became my foster mom, and her husband went through classes and they became foster parents. And so they took me in. I was the only foster child they ever took in, but they did that for me. But my Christmas memory with that goes specifically because I know it sounds crazy, but they gave me for Christmas a Conair slimline telephone. It was pink and I loved it. And it was cheesy. It was a cheesy little phone, you know, that they got. This is how old it is, but they got it at Kmart. But the reason that I really liked that phone and why that was such a good memory for me was because I had bounced around foster homes, group homes. I did live with my parents for a while, but I ended up having to, you know, go into foster care. And so, like I said, my teacher and her husband became foster parents specifically because of me. And I just loved it because of the fact that Christmas, it was my favorite Christmas from the whole time I had ever lived up until 17, and that's when that happened. But it was just the feeling of belonging and feeling like I was part of a family finally, and it just was this memory. It was just this feeling of like I belonged and I mattered, and I was part of a family for the first time, and so it really just meant a lot to me. And I still cherish that memory. I've had other Christmases, but that was my first good Christmas memory. You know, they always say you remember like your first bike ride, your first kiss, your first love. And for me, that was my first Christmas that I just ever felt like I mattered, that people cared about me, and that people loved me. And then I had this sense of belonging, a place to call home. And I had a foster brother and a sister, you know, it was my teacher's children and stuff like that. But the very fact that they just went out of their way to take me in and get certified because of me, and then to be able to spend Christmas with them and, to be able to spend Christmas with them and be a part of a family, a real family that loved each other and cared for each other for the first time in my life. It was a really good feeling. And so I got other gifts, but that phone, that little slimline telephone, I loved it because, you know, I have my best friends and I could talk to them and call them and, you know, I could just be in my room and make those phone calls and do those things. So yeah, that for me, that was my best Christmas memory. Why that memory was also good for me is because it was the first time I actually felt like I was a part of a family, and it was the first time I ever actually felt real, true love. And that just meant a lot to me, and just love, because I feel like every kid needs that. Every adult needs that as well. But at 17, it just resonated so much with me. I don't think I realized back then like the impact that it had on my life to actually have true love and a true family. It just meant a lot to me. And so that's why, you know, just besides the phone, love the phone. But that's the other thing is that just that being a part of this group, you know, that I was a part of this family and they loved me, and to have that, and I hadn't had that growing up. And so it took me 17 years to get that. And I think that was probably one of the things I was most proudest of, was just being a part of that family and experiencing the love and, you know, just a real Christmas. And that was my first real Christmas, and just real Christmas with a real family who loved me. So And I hope for you guys, you know, I really hope that you have a great Christmas this year. Thank you just for listening to KUVO, supporting us, you know, coming to the parties, coming, you know, to different events, live at the Vineyards, or, you know, the members party, or you show up for pledge drives, you do everything. You really do support us. And, you know, I was speaking about family, just to be able to be a part of this KUVO family and to have you all be a part of that family with us. It's a great thing. So I hope you guys have a great holiday season. Merry Christmas. Happy New Year. Happy Hanukkah, Kwanzaa. It's a festivus for the rest of us. So enjoy your holiday. Thank you so much.